Hashem, Jim.
Preparation to the lesson, writings of Rabash, Volume 1, Article, What is the Importance of the Bridegroom, and He is Forgiven of His Transgressions. The sages said, how to dance before the bride, and they did not say how to dance before the bridegroom. However, about the wedding meal, they said, all who enjoy the feast of the bridegroom. And as Baal HaSulam explained, that Chatan, bridegroom, is the state of Torah, and Kala, bride, is called the state of Emunah, faith. And since Emunah is above reason, meaning going against reason, it involves ups and downs, which is called a state of dance. Because we see that when we dance, we raise our legs and lower them back down, and so on. And this is in reference to legs, which come from the word meraglim, spies. Since when one accepts upon himself the burden of heaven, to work only lishma, immediately one's mind tells him not to rush into anything, but to first think if it is worth it, namely, if it's really worth working for the Creator without receiving any reward. Hence, when raising the legs, meaning when going above reason, understanding, this is called that they raise their legs above ground. But one does not always have the strength to overcome and advance above reason. And this is called that they lower their legs to the ground. This is the meaning of the saying, to dance before the bride. Before the bride means at the time of ascent, and it is called face, meaning what one says to the bride, namely, the praise that is found in faith, meaning what one found in her, which is to say, this is why he chose to take the burden of faith upon himself. The house of Shammai says, the bride, just as she is, meaning according to how one feels her importance, and so he accepts upon himself the faith. And even though there is no need to find any praise in her, and even if one does not feel her importance, one still accepts upon himself what he is given to believe. And this is all our praise if we are able to accept upon ourselves this work, which we believe to be the will of the Creator. And one must not look for any advantages, but simply believe and accept upon himself this way as by coercion. As an ox to the load, an ass to the burden. And the house of Hillel says, the bride is beautiful and the righteous is comely. And this is interpreted that one should talk about what he sees. As written, they have eyes and they don't see. And their interpretation is that what the mind dissipates depicts to him goes against faith. And though he hears many times what his mind tells him, namely, that work for the sake of heaven is not for him. He must overcome all of this and tell himself that she truly is a beautiful bride and a comely, righteous, except that he is not yet worthy to see the truth. But it is not so with the bridegroom, which is what the Creator is called in the state of Torah. And since Torah is called a state of gift, and the matter of dancing is not a part of it, and only through effort, when one has to exert to overcome his mind, that's when he can be said that at times one is able to overcome, and at other times he is not. But it is not so when one receives gifts, it cannot be said that he does not need gifts. Hence, it was not written how to dance before the bridegroom, but only how to dance before the bride. And it is not so concerning the meal. As it is written, all who enjoy the feast of the bridegroom, and it is not written, all who enjoy the feast of the bride. And the reason for it is as follows, because the bridegroom is called the state of Torah, and Torah is called a gift. And according to these sages, from the gift of Nahaleli, Nachlieli. Godliness is persistent, is permanent. The upper light is in complete stillness, doesn't change, the source doesn't change, none else beside him. Everything is in accordance with a person which inside of him all the changes take place. If he's in the work of Hashem, meaning to get to states which are similar to the Creator, meaning bestowal and love, then he has work in accordance with the bridegroom and the bride. To make a bride of himself and to be worthy of bridegroom. The vessel of Kala, bride, we need to constantly say that the bride is humble. No matter how she looks, once it's worthwhile for him, once it's not, the person wants to do these actions or doesn't. These changes occur not by chance, but the reshimot get clearer, they awaken in a person, and in accordance with that, a person feels changes. We take notice only for changes in accordance with the Creator. And on these changes, we need to work until we reach a point that in our senses we feel none else beside him good and benevolent in all the person's vessels. Our vessels is called Kala, bride, Malchut. The will to receive. In changes that it constantly goes through, we need to work to the point where there is no changes. And the changes in the will to receive, if we work on it, so that there are no changes, we build above it a vessel which is also changing constantly, but in the opposite of a will to receive. As much as we have the negative feeling in the will to receive, we have an opportunity to feel the positive in the upper vessel. This is how it turns out to be like a dance. that were happy to dance in this work. It's an experience, an adventure, because we feel all the discernments that are getting clear in our will to receive, which is not corrected yet. It's for us to respect this state. This is called to dance before the bride.
And
when we finish this work, then you go to a bridegroom meal, which is called Torah. Torah Nachliel, which comes from above as a gift. A person doesn't feel it coming to him, but it's from above. As the one who did the work is willing to cling to the bridegroom because he has something to cling on to. That is why if the bride, as she is, once she can be like that or like that, she can be beautiful, humble. Beauty is called Or, light of Chochmah. And humble is light of Chasadim, which Or of Chochmah is willing to clothe. This is how he corrected his vessel and arrives to the bridegroom meal. Things are clear. If not, there are questions.
Ray from Yashar Kel is asking, Ray from the Yashar Kel group, it's a virtual group, is asking, one, what does it mean to accept faith upon himself? What is the mean in this sense?
To take faith upon him, meaning that I work, I make all sorts of efforts in order to achieve a vessel which is called Emunah, faith. Meaning a desire that is all in order to bestow. Faith is a bestow. Bestow meaning that I make tzimtzum on what I think for myself and all the opportunities which come across me. In life, all sorts of things that come to me. I think of them. How can, through the society, with our connection between us, make all these changes in order to bring contentment to the Creator? We have to understand, between me and the Creator, there is some kind of tool. And however I change it, this is how I bring contentment and bestow to the Creator. When I think of how to bestow upon him, I need to think what changes I need to make in the environment, in the society, and bestow, I think, in contentment upon him.
Denise Sandler from Moscow is asking, what is to overcome above reason and how to do that?
Above reason means above the state where I feel and understand in my own mind, simple mind. Let's say I come across a situation, very unpleasant, which confuses me completely, which brings me out of my comfort zone. I don't agree with it at all. Because of it, I'm really disconnected from reality. I need to treat it, first of all, as Bet Shammai, the house of Shammai. Which means, you know what Shammai is? Shammai, I know. Yes. Shammai, which looks at your car. We're talking about the truth. He writes the true things about your car. Then I write to myself true things that this is so. The bride is as she is. My state is in a certain state. This is what I understand, this is what I have, and I have nothing to do other than that. This is a state which I am in. In this state, I must be with my mind and heart until it changes. Meaning, House of Shammai, they don't change. They don't do the opposite to the House of Hillel. There's a negotiation. There's a split between these two conditions. I need to come to a state of Bet Hillel, which I accept everything, but I don't cancel Bet Shammai. What will happen after, we will see. The state stays as it is, and upon it I build the next stage. When I come, reach House of Hillel, with which everything is beautiful and new vessels, and I feel and understand in these new vessels that it is completely endless light. And it's not that I have enlightening and I agree and annul myself, but truly in my vessels, these vessels are built like we talked about. As much as below we have occurrences going up and down, above them I achieve an opposite state. It's like in Wilson Bridge. Minus and plus enter DC. Straight current. This is how I work. That's why I have work in two different levels. One level, what my mind and body feels and understands. And above that, I build a new vessel upon my natural vessel, which in that I need to come to a state where the bride is. Beautiful and righteous. And that is only if I built it in the correct manner. This is how I reveal the bridegroom, which lands in my vessel. And then there is a zivug, which is called the meal of the bridegroom. Why? For the name of fulfillment. The source of fulfillment. Then I can, in a state of attainment, see that even before there was a bridegroom meal, just my vessels, they were unprepared. And then that's why I tasted in them that it's not the king's palace, but some abandoned corner in materialistic life. And it's not a great meal with silver tools, utensils, and smells, and everything that needs to be in a king's meal. But I had broken tastes, and so you understand. I felt a bitter and bad taste. But actually, from the start, we're not in this world. We're in world and sof. But we are corrupted, and for that, this is what we see.
Pasha from Moscow keeps asking about this matter, and he says, in what do we ever come if everything depends on the importance of the goal?
Importance of the goal is means to work on importance of the goal. I describe myself more and more importance.
He's asking, where is the overcoming? Everything depends on the importance of the goal. So what do I overcome?
What do you mean depends? You overcome the fact that it's not important. The bride is as she is. She's not filled with Chochmah and Chasadim, light of all the worlds. That's it? Yes? Changing place, changing luck.
What should happen so that this new kli will be constructed in a person above his present kli?
What needs to happen? Support. Support. Support you get through annulment. Surrendering towards a teacher, group, dissemination, meaning taking part in something useful. Other than that, there is nothing. Because surrendering is our first and basic action towards the Creator, which everything else is built upon it. Because we are willed to receive, that's why surrendering our ego is the first action. That's why who tries to do this, what does the group need? What does the Rav want? How can I collect all these discernments from studying? How can I make an effort in dissemination? You have to scrutinize more and more in your mind and heart. Could be a person is in a lot of physical action, but he's not in enough calculations. It could be vice versa. From morning to night, he calculates, but no actions. It's not worth anything. It's a philosophy. Yes?
The calculations and the actions one should do. He does them in his present kli, or he does them out of the new kli?
What is new vessel and current vessel? Current is the vessel. How can there be a kli if not this mind and heart and that a person is in right now? It's not realistic. What, should I describe myself? Imagine myself that I'm Rabbi Shimon? Yes.
No, but in the present state, a person relates to this state which is hard, difficult, not good, as you described earlier.
No, but I treat the fact that he's hard and bad. It's like the House of Shammai we talked. Why is it so? If not, it's not House of Shammai, it's just some person. House of Shammai is a line which is real. It is true. Nothing to judge except what you see. One called of House of Shammai. This is my vessel. Yes?
So the first action of subjugation, why does it always determine man's spiritual path?
Because without subjugation, your will to receive, the mind that is connected to this will to receive, without subjugation, you can't continue working upon it. Where is all the work? They say, will to receive. Put him out. Look at it. Well, you see what it is. Now know the first action towards clinging on is subjugation. Why? Because in your current will to receive, with it, you cannot work in any way to get closer to the Creator. That's it. You can say, I don't want it. I don't want, okay. You'll want it later. depends on the number of difficulties and hits. So you surrender it, meaning you criticize it. How can I work with it? How can't I? Because you have nothing except that. Meaning, how can I start changing him? To what direction? Let us say I get closer to the friends, even though I don't want to. But in our life, sometimes I do it from no choice. In our world, in our work, also in family, I get closer to the wife. I make all sorts of actions, even though through the house of Shammai, I don't want them. But I must. From making changes from what I had before, and just in a little amount I change my relations to myself and did action towards the friends, I fulfilled something from what Rav recommends. Even though still it's inside my ego, I have one state, F1, and I have the second stage, F2. And between these two situations, even though both of them are inside my ego, but there's a delta between them, that I change myself. Even if it's for an egoistic goal, but from that I can learn from this change that I made and the result I got, I can take it as a first cell in my learning, the essence of subjugation that I made. I already have something tangible. Something I attained more. So upon what I attained, I say, the bride is righteous
and beautiful.
I received a higher vessel and more beautiful. So house of Hillel, they lie or they don't lie? They don't lie. They just show you that you need to attain a state like this. So house of Shammai are talking about the current state, and house of Hillel talking about the desirable state that is also necessary if you're on the path. And every time you achieve this, understand and see, for you, the state of F2 becomes basic, and you need to start to working ahead. So the F2 house of Hillel is a fact, meaning house of Shammai, and the next state, F3, that is already house of Hillel, desirable state, and this is how you advance. But this unit of change, first delta, between F2 and F1, this is for you a unit of change, let's say centimeter or gram. You have from that something to correlate with that measurement you can advance. This is how we act. Yes?
In this transition from F1 to F2, What the Creator expects a person to do in order for him to change his attitude and subjugate himself?
Both states he has to see, House of Shammai and Hillel, what did they say? The bride is as she is, and also beautiful and righteous, both of them, yes?
So where does one attain the ability to see the F2 from?
No, he can't see that. And that is why in our life we have a teacher and books. He can't see it. He has no chance to see anything. But he needs to hear. He needs to work on it. Yes?
So where from does he hear the teacher? Has to be constantly on F2 instead of his present state.
He needs to accept whatever the teacher is saying as true. That's it. What does the teacher say? None else beside him, good and benevolent. And if he says the bride is as she is, this means that he hasn't fulfilled, and he must then work. Where? Society, dissemination, learning. To respect the Rav, meaning you fulfill what he recommends you to do in order to advance. This is to respect him. It's like we say to the Creator, love the Creator. Who do we love? There's no object to love. Loving the Creator means that I love the quality of bestow and love, and I want it to fill me, and I want to be the same as her, clinging on to it. That's it. Yes?
So as much as a person can respect Rav and to see the F2 he presents for him, that builds in him a deficiency for the Creator to subjugate him and advance him to F2?
Yes. He needs to take action and wait for the light to come on these actions. What example can I give? It's like everywhere you have work, let's say with bride and groom and bride, male and female. The female needs to feed herself, and then comes the groom. You need to take action. If these actions are precise, you get the light that acts upon it. That's it. You need to prepare the vessel. The light appears, corrects it, and the connection between them starts. And how to fill the nukva, female. Yes, Gershon?
It turns out that subjugation is comprised from many little subjugations. There is no one subjugation. A person has to subjugate himself constantly.
Yes.
So when does it become into a state where he subjugates himself and he starts living in two dimensions?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. When? After a few actions like this, it will happen. I don't know how much. If you're a weak person, for you, there will be small actions, but in great numbers. The opposite of a strong person who can take more action, more upon himself. It's like a hammer which splits the stone. He explains, you don't do it at once. Rabash explains this. Or he says, the bullet which makes a hole inside the heart, like in a stone, more time after time. Many times. How many? It depends on the power of work. how much is possible. Some have support from society, so they can take more of a burden. They don't run away and close their eyes, run away to a corner like a small baby. But they're willing to overcome because they have support from the group, society. Then they're willing to suffer. They're not afraid. Even they can give him a blow to the teeth. This is overcoming a very special one. Because you hit the teeth of your ego and not whoever is in front of you, who's inside of you. Well, that's it. You learn. If not from recommendations, then from suffering. Yes?
The request to work, to ask for the friends, where is it? Is it in F2?
What do you mean, working upon the friends?
That I don't even remember that I exist. I'm asking, I want the friend to have the spirituality, the yearning, the whole of it.
You work on your vessel.
Mine.
Of course. Who are the friends? It's your spiritual vessel.
So the house of Shammai is involved in that, in working on my friends?
You look at the group and see in what state are they in my eyes, and what state do I have to see them?
What?
More? Yes, nothing?
We know that dancing has its own rhythm, so it means that we move from minus to plus in a certain rhythm. What defines the going through states as a dancing?
Our bride is connecting within the group. Malchut. Malchut is at least 10 people. Like we learned on the Zohar, Night of the Bride. You remember that article, Night of the Bride? An introduction to Book of Zohar, Bara Sulam explains that all the exile is to build and gather the vessels towards the Kala, the bride. And then there's the Night of the Bride, which everything gathers together and the darkness becomes more dark, even though we're happy to connect, but the state is darkness. And then the next morning arrives the bridegroom, the light of day, which is revealed inside the bride, because we feel our world is what was happening in the bride, Malchut. This is how he explains. So those work in gathering the vessels, meaning the parts of the bride. We are all parts of the bride. And all of humanity is parts of the bride. But there are those who gather these vessels, who work like ants, you know, carry into the bride different parts. Those who carry these parts are called the sons, Bnei Chala, of the bride.
Ken.
Yes.
When we have, for example, two states, we do the scrutinies inside a group, and one state says, I want to nullify myself before the group, before the friends, which want to work together. And inside the group, there's another state that says, no, we deal with ourselves too much and don't go out to disseminate, and we want to do the scrutiny. How do we do that?
Once more, I haven't understand.
The calculation we do inside a group, not I don't do it alone, rather we do it in between the friends. And there are two states. There's one state where a friend says, listen, we have to invest more in the connection between us now to have more meals. Let's sit together and strengthen each other. And there's another voice that says, no, now Rav says that we have to maintain the connection between us, but we have to go out more to disseminate.
If Rav says something, what is there to think?
No, there's nothing to think about. We're just doing the scrutiny.
The best thing is if it's clear what is said by the group or by Rav. If a person hears and is sure that it is so, what can be better? I just have to fulfill, like clay in the hands of a sculptor. This is the best and most efficient action. You surrender, you take action, and nothing else depends upon you. You gain 100%. What calculations are there? You need to disseminate. What do you need to calculate? All these scrutinies, it's easy. I don't understand. What is there to... If not, you can ask. This is called asking Rav. Please. But basically, a person can't take action in accordance to his opinion. It has to be like in Shulchan Aruch. If it's written, meaning it's clear that what you fulfill, it's not your opinion. It's not your desire. It's either the desire of the group or a desire of Rav or both. However it looks to you, you have to scrutinize. If it's your opinion, sit and don't do anything. Yes? I'm saying this seriously. If it comes from your opinion, be careful in what you do. You'll be careful and you'll gain from it. Instead of it, scrutinize. What's the desire of the vessel, meaning the group, which is led by Rav?
Rav, what is the correct balance between the house of Hillel and the house of Shammai in our work?
For now, we're talking on the point that we are in. Afterwards, House of Shammai and House of Hillel are both two lines. It depends on how high of a level you are in. Ibur, Yenika, Mochin. Different states. That is why constantly we are negotiating between them. There's always both of these situations in a vessel, and you have to organize it as one. That this comes from that. There's no good or bad. They're right and they're wrong. But rather, House of Shammai talk about what is occurring in the present, will to receive. House of Hillel are talking about what to build in the future vessel upon the current state. Reason and above reason, so to speak. Should we go to a workshop or no? Who's for and who's against? Well, questions, okay. Iran.
Why do we relate to the connection in the group as to our bride? We're talking about the bride as faith. In the article, we spoke about the bride as faith. that we rise and descend towards the will to receive. And now you said that our bride is the connection in the group. The connection in the group, this is something I have to work on. So it will be without ups and downs, ascents and descents.
Why?
Because I want to work on the connection constantly.
Constantly? You can work only through changes in states, then you have something to work on. If there is no changes, on what can you work on? And what does this mean, that connection in the group is not, does not mean kala, bride? Bride means vessel, that I have to prepare, and the bridegroom can fill up with his light. Then I need to prepare, where is this vessel? Connection. From a corrupt connection that we want to correct? Yes, true. Then this is the bride we have. But we need to desire that the bridegroom will appear, will whiten it, meaning give his light, and the vessel becomes chasuda. Where else can I work? For you, a group apparently is all these faces that you see here. Yes? Well, this is not a group. A group is a connection between our tendencies towards the Creator. We need to take these tendencies towards the Creator, to correct them towards bestow, mutual bestow, and from that to bestow upon Him. But He gets it either way, once we desire towards each other, we start to feel the tendency towards Him. He becomes
not a foreign God.
Gershon, you asked already. Who else? Not so many. Well, you can ask.
The group is the connection between our tendencies towards the Creator. And you answered about subjugation. And I think, how does one get the support of the group, which is the connection between our tendencies towards the Creator? How does one get the support of the group?
You cannot receive support from the group, but through your state. What does it mean? If I come to a group, I don't know what's a group, I arrive, I sit in the corner, quietly, humble, you know, like the beginners, that's how they are. Some are the opposite, because they don't feel so comfortable, they do the opposite, they play like macho. But I get support from the group, but this is a support materialistically. They get me closer, and this way and that way. If I advance, and I demand and search support from the group, that in every state where I usually fall, I want not to fall in my relations toward the group, the teacher, and the Creator. Then I demand, ask for support from the group, and to extent that I humiliate myself, meaning I feel humiliated, that I can't overcome all these states that come across me. What does it mean, come upon me? Meaning I can be house of Shammai for myself. I can say, I am in difficult state, in happy states, all these good and bad situations that I check them in accordance with my feeling, and towards how I feel in the worst of situations, I can't overcome, I start to be angry. What should I do? If I get a good support from the surrounding, they can affect me or whatever, just to give me strength. Then I can overcome these situations so that I feel either I forget about them. There's a will to do that in the beginning, but afterwards a person has discernment that he says, I don't want to forget about them. I want them to exist and I would want to be above them. The current state is current state and I jump above it. This means that I start dancing. This is how he starts in accordance with that, to desire bestow from the group. He starts to see that friends that he first thought about them in certain ways, they're filled with power, strength, connection, interconnection between them, and so on. He discovers all of this. This is how he advances. He gets support in accordance to how much he appreciates them. Is there a difference between groups? You have nothing to judge except what you see. He sees that currently there is a connection. This is what he sees. Yesterday he didn't see it, so there wasn't. Tomorrow he'll see his group as in the end of correction. Yes?
No.
Well.
So if he succeeded to jump above the state and dance along with it, it means he had the support of the group, otherwise he couldn't have done it.
Maybe they'll have mercy from above. You calculate towards what you need to do, and don't calculate why this happened to me. There's a lot of reasons for it. Maybe you receive it as a bonus, something that you don't deserve it, but like money ahead of time. Well, there's a guy, someone back there. We have someone?
What is an action? And who guides this action? The group? Who does?
Action on our side is called our preparation to the action of the light. Our preparation for change. This is called action. The preparation towards change depends
on
the power of deficiency for change. An explanation of the characteristics of this change. That I know exactly what I want, and I want only that. To attain this state is called action. Yes, Effie?
does one overcome a state of rejection? You always say, everything but leave. But rejection between the bride and bridegroom, even in corporality, how does one overcome a state of rejection?
The fact that House of Shammai says the bride is as she is, well, you know how it is. Tell a bride that this is how she is. This means it's you're scared to look at her. This is how it looks to us. If we were aware of it, what bride is in front of us? Malchut Shamayim. There's nothing more repulsive. It's horrific. If you would see all your life, you would, I don't know, you couldn't get rid of this shock. Because towards us, to see, bestow chesed with no calculations, it's something horrible. That's why in the end of correction, House of Shammai and House of Hillel, they connect. There is no difference. So what did you ask?
Let's say there's a situation in the work where you were rejected.
There's a horrific rejection in the start.
So how do you overcome it?
Let's say the group wants, seemingly wants, in accordance to the differences between House of Shammai and House of Hillel, this delta that you need to go through. The fact that you, let's say, love the group more than all of your family, just for example, you will worry about them more than your grandchildren. Well, how can you calculate like this? This is a problem. Bride is... There's nothing more than this. The bride of Moses. It's a vessel. A very problematic vessel. That's why, from that, there are all sorts of customs. How do you check a bride? How do you examine it? How do you treat the bride? You shouldn't look at her beauty. You shouldn't choose her, because in your state, you can't scrutinize. Father and mother scrutinize the bride for the groom, because only father and mother can scrutinize, in accordance to what we learn in this, and so on. There's a lot of rules in it. And there's all in accordance with root and branch. Today we see they don't act this way. Once it was a custom that they only looked on how is she humble. In that, in excellence, in spirituality. Today they check in accordance with money and beauty. These customs are gone from the world. Well, I have nothing more to tell you if there's no questions, if there's no... Yes? Everyone understands how to choose the bride, apparently.
Everything we spoke of realizes is based on a constant dialogue with the Creator from different events that we go through in life.
You talk to the Creator through your bride.
What to do if this dialogue does not exist?
He has a bridegroom.
But if it doesn't exist?
Describe to yourself, you're a bride and he's a bridegroom. And you can start from here.
I'm asking you for all of my events in life. I don't ascribe to the Creator. They simply go by. Don't think about Him.
You need to think more. You see how He tells us in a different place. If the groom is important, to give to him means the biggest gift that I can receive. You start to think, you see? What did I just say? Think about it. Really, if he is an important person, you brought him a gift, and you enjoy it. From here, you can understand what is it to receive in order to bestow.
This process, as it is written, to crown all the moments. So if there is a greater importance towards the Creator, then automatically this process where I ascribe everything to the Creator happens. It stems from there, from the importance.
Never automatically. Nothing happens automatically, just so you know. Even physical, regular life, upper light, is constantly maintaining them, and it's nothing by itself happens. Electron doesn't spin by itself.
I'm asking about my awareness. Out of so many events that happens to me in life, what should I do in order to ascribe it to the Creator, not 10 out of 1,000?
External support, and only that, either from the Creator or the group, or both. Or from the teacher, it doesn't matter, but external support. You're asking, basically, I'm in a good state now. How can I be sure that also tomorrow I'll be in a good state? That's why there's a refrigerator at home that even though you ate now, you know you have in the fridge something you can take to eat. If I have some bone for the future or not. Are you preparing? This refrigerator is the group. You have nowhere else to keep the light. There you can accumulate it. Accumulate. That's it. It really works.
Capacitor and a coil.
That they have between them
circulation.
This is how it works. If you want to be in this dynamic, this is how you build your relations. Put an effort in the group when you can. When you can't, you will receive from them back. Yes?
What is a good evaluator, a good Shammai?
A good evaluator or Shammai means he sees all the deficiencies inside the vessel. He doesn't cheat himself.
It must feel terrible, like being completely naked.
Importance of the goal. It's true, but if I want to examine my vessel, that with it I have to achieve end of correction, a far, far station, who knows what kind of path I have in front of me. I have to know exactly what's going on with my vehicle. By the way, Malchut is also called a vehicle. And I have to be in that.
So if I examine and I feel this familiar sensation, I did a good examination here. I'm in reception and not in order to bestow. And then perhaps I discovered the evil and I feel great.
And maybe you did check just now, House of Shammai and House of Hillel are in existence only not examine. If you see the state, the situation in the center of the group, towards this point, you need to make your examination.
From the corporal branch, an evaluator, he has some supervisor on him or evaluator's office who gives him the authority. This is a good assessor. This is a good evaluator. Is there something I can see?
How can you accumulate this knowledge to reveal your vessel in the light of House of Shammai? Yes? After you try with all your effort to love the friends, you start to see how much you don't love them. Then you reach a state which is called, let's say, House of Shammai.
It's a feeling that comes from the upper one. He turns around this situation.
What situation doesn't come from the upper one? Let us move to the next part of the lesson.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.